主早先把我们一生的启示交在你的面前。
Jesus, we offer our whole life unto your hand.
但愿我们都愿意做一个圣名的儿女。
Oh, let us all be obedient children of yours.
这是我们一生的祷告。
Indeed, this is the prayer of our life.
我们所有的脚踪都在你的面前。
Yes, every step of my life is in your hand.
你掌管我们的一生。
You are in control of my entire life.
不管在任何的阶段里面。
Whatever stage and whatever befalls.
因为我们深知有了主还要什么。
We are convinced that we need no other except for Jesus.
主早前这是我们所有弟兄姐妹在座你面前的所有呼喊。
This is a prayer from the bottom of all our hearts, Lord.
我们有了你还要什么
What else do I need except for Jesus?
主如果今天我们还要别的东西主我们是可咒可诅的
Woe to us if we are still seeking other things than you
主早先把我们所有的心都交奠在你的面前
Please accept our hearts this morning
主我们爱你
We love you, Jesus.
求你悦纳我们所有的敬拜和祷告。
Receive our worship.
奉靠你自己宝贵的圣名。
In your precious name we pray.
Amen. 我们把时间交给高牧师。
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be unto you.
有没有新来的朋友在我们中间
Is there anyone among us that do not know about Jesus and are new here?
我们都是好朋友。
Thank God we are good friends in him.
Yeah, 感谢主。好，那啊，在圣诞节的时候，我们很喜乐的来庆祝。
And how we celebrate with great joy at the time of Christmas.
圣诞节之后的第一个主日，我们深深的来纪念主。
And here we are commemorating the birth of Jesus at the first Sunday after Christmas.
无论如何，神的灵、神的爱带领我们再一次来经历他。
We thank God for His Spirit has led us to once again experience Him personally.
这是我们的福分。
What a blessing!
也是神的恩典。
A grace of God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们在天上的父神。
Our Father in heaven.
谢谢你让众圣徒聚集在你的圣所。
Thank you for gathering your saints in your own holy place.
但愿你自己的荣耀向我们彰显。
May your glory be manifested this morning.
就像第一个圣诞节的时候一样。
Just like at that very first Christmas.
有天使向我们显现。
Angels were appearing.
要宣告那弥赛亚降生的大好消息。
Proclaiming the good news that the Messiah has been born.
让我们好像是在旷野的牧羊人。
Let us all be like those shepherds in the wilderness.
虽然在黑暗在寒冷当中。
Even though we were in the coldness and the darkness.
但是我们得着一个值得喜乐的大消息。
But we rejoice over this great tidings.
让我们带着极大的盼望。
With great hope.
到城里面去。
We will march to the city,
向世人宣扬
proclaiming to the world,
我们生命中的救主已经降生
that the Savior of our life has been born,
全地的万王之王已经来到
the King of kings and the Lord of lords has arrived,
让我们敞开我们的心来迎接他
let's open up our hearts and receive him,
谢谢主你听我们的祷告
thank you Lord for listening to our prayers,
让我们真实地摸到那一位道成肉身的救主
That this morning we all have a personal touch with the God incarnate.
成为我们生命中个人的救主
And let you become the personal Savior in our lives.
让那个内住的圣灵不断的感动我们
So the indwelling Holy Spirit continually
浇灌我们也充满我们
And pour himself out upon us and fill us.
催逼我们的心带领我们的脚步
Lead us in our footsteps.
日日与主同行
That daily we follow you
日日与主同活
Daily we live for you
感谢主赞美主
Thank you and praise you
奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名
In Jesus name we pray Amen
Amen 感谢主呀，在圣诞节的时候啊，我们可以发现 神给我们一个很好的机会。
We thank God for He has given us a very special opportunity at Christmas.
来更新自己。
To renew our hearts for Him.
而且也来分享给别人。
And also to use this opportunity to share Jesus with others.
不单单人类在赞美主。
Not only all human beings and mankind are celebrating and praising Him.
所有神的创造也在赞美他。
But all creation is celebrating and praising Him.
因为他所造的一切。
For all that's been created.
都有目的。
Was created with a purpose.
都有他的心意。
God has a perfect will for them.
你知道圣诞节有圣诞红。
You will all have seen the beautiful red poinsettia.
可能有真的有假的，很多人的家里都有 decoration.
Some might be real and live ones, and some are fake ones, and many of you have that in your house.
我的爸爸也是牧师，我从小住在教会里。
I was raised as a preacher's kid. I practically grew up in church.
教会也种了一些圣诞红。
And we have planted quite a bit of poinsettias in church.
其实圣诞红那个红色的地方不是花瓣。
But you know, the interesting about poinsettia is what is red is not the petals.
那个圣诞红的那个花其实中间很小的那个颗粒。
The petals of the flowers are very tiny and they're in white in the center of the poinsettia.
红色的那一些其实也是叶子。
Those who are surrounding the petal, the red part, actually are the leaves.
在圣诞节以前整颗都是绿色的。
And the whole plant is green before Christmas.
但是好像在圣诞节之前不久就开始有一部分转成红色。
But for some reason, at the outset of the Christmas season, those leaves would turn red.
就变得非常的显目。
And it becomes very conspicuous.
很漂亮。
Very beautiful to adore.
有红花，有绿叶。
And you see green leaves, you see red leaves.
人们就用这个来象征圣诞节。
And that symbolizes the beginning of the Christmas season.
其实我想更深的一个含义是什么？
And the deep significance of the turning of those colors.
就是今天耶稣基督来。
Is that Jesus has come.
就是要成为一个代赎赎罪的羔羊。
To become a propitiation for us.
就是用他自己的宝血。
With his own precious blood.
来洗净我们一切的罪。
To cleanse us from all our iniquities.
所以这个红色不是一个喜事。
So the red color of those leaves does not symbolize something happy or joyful.
中国人喜欢红色。
The Chinese love the red color.
其实这是一个救赎。
But the redness of that plant signifies redemption.
因为它的宝血。
It was the blood
that was shed
by Jesus. We have now received peace.
但是对耶稣来说，这是一个苦杯。
Yet to Jesus, He drank the cup of bitterness for us.
所以当我们的眼睛看到这个圣诞红的时候
，So whenever you see poinsettias,
就想到主的爱
，Remembering the love of Jesus,
连植物都在宣扬他的爱。
Even those plants are proclaiming to you and reminding you of His abiding love.
那到了复活节的时候呢
？And at the Easter season,
复活节有一种特别的花。
And there is another kind of flower that symbolizes His resurrection. It's called the lily.
那个百合花也是，平常是盖起来的。
And something interesting about lily is that usually, most of the time throughout the year, it's folded up.
大概在复活节前两个礼拜，好像全世界的百合花都开放了。
All the way up to the outset of the Easter season, suddenly they will open up and bloom.
那个百合花是洁白的。
And the lily is white and pure.
而且它的形状像一个号角。
And with in the shape of a trumpet.
所以呢，是代表得胜的一个号角。
It's like a horn proclaiming victory.
所以当复活节的时候，吹起这个号角的声音，是代表耶稣基督胜过死亡。
So at Easter season, you see even the flowers were forming into the shape of a horn proclaiming
victory. 从死里面复活。
Overcome.Yes, and resurrected.
而且是洁白毫无瑕疵。
Pure and white without blemish.
所以你可以看到植物在颂赞主。
So you see all creation, even the plants, were praising the Lord.
神是很奇妙的。
How wonderful is our God.
所以他用很多事情来提醒我们。
With many things, he tried to remind us about his deeds.
今天是公元2004年。
And we are approaching the end of 2004.
其实公元就是主前跟主后的意思。
And we know that the calendar goes by BC and AD, means before the birth of Christ.
不管信主的人，不信主的人，都在用。
Whether you are Christian or not, you're going by this kind of calendar.
啊，用公元就是代表你承认有一个神。
If you ever cite this year is 2000 BC or AD, you are in an indirect way admitting that there is a God.
今天不管是回教国家、佛教国家、印度教国家，甚至无神论的国家，都在用公元。
All the countries around the world, regardless whether it's Muslim, Hindu, or Buddhist, they all go by the very same calendar.
所以，即使他们不相信主，但是他们必须也要接受主的重要。
So, even though they may be heathens and pagans, but they have to go by the exact fact that Christ was born, and that is a very significant thing.
全人类重要的事情都是以
耶
稣基督降生。
The whole mankind.
所以以耶稣基督降生为一个一个中心点。
He was the focal point. He was the point that marked the time of human being.
在他以后就从他开始算起。
And after the birth of Christ is called A.D.
如果是三千年前，我们不会讲三千年前，我们是讲主前或者公元前一千年。
And we all relate to time as 1000 BC or something, which means before Christ.
为什么？因为到了他那里要归零。
Because everything comes to zero by the time he was born. That was the end of the old.
所以从他那个地方再倒数回去。
And so everything happened before him is whatever how many years before.For Christ.
历史上没有任何一件更大的事情可以移动这一个标准。
There is no greater event throughout the whole history that is bigger than the very fact Jesus was born.
可以移动这个定点。
And that was the focal point. That's the starting point, and that's the ending point of the old.
因为他决定了全人类的时间。
He has come and made a cross-generational event. He decides the time.
所以当圣诞节的时候。
So therefore, when Christmas comes,
让我们再一次来面对这一位奇妙的救主。
Let's all.Ponder upon this wonderful Savior once again.
我们来看圣经在马太福音第一章。
Please turn to your program sheet. We'll read Matthew 1.
这边是从周报里面是从二十节到二十三节。
Verses 20 to 23.
我来读哈，正思念这事的时候。有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。今天我就跟大家谈从以马内利到新天新地。
This morning I would like to share with you from Emmanuel all the way to the new heaven and new earth.
神爱我们。
God loved us.
神的爱是有行动的。
And he loved us with an action to prove it.
神用行动来彰显他的爱。
With his action, he tried to manifest to us his abiding love.
而且用他的行动，用他的爱，不断来感动我们人类的心。
Continuously with his loving deeds, he tried to move our hearts.
吸引我们，带领我们要回到他的身边。
To draw us closer, to return to him.
所以这边讲到人要称他的名为以马内利。
Here it says his name will be called Emmanuel.
这是讲到神要与人同在。
Which means God with us.
第一次出现这一个名词以马内利是在哪里？
The first time this word was used in the Bible.
是在以赛亚书的八章十四节。
Was in Isaiah chapter 8 verse 14.
那个时候神给人一个 sign, 一个预兆。
At that time, God has given human being a sign,
一个应许,
a promise.
就是讲到神要与人同在，他的名字叫做以马内利。
He said that I want to dwell with you, and his name will be called Emmanuel.
以赛亚书是在耶稣基督降生以前大概600到800年之间。
We all know the book of Isaiah was written about 600 to 800 BC.
所以这是一个很长远以前的一个应许跟一个预言。
It's long and far ago that this was prophesied.
这个世界上有很多的宗教。
In this world, there are many religions.
每一个宗教都有一个教主。
And every one of them seems to have a founder.
从来没有一个教主在他的降生以前有预告。
And yet there were none of the other religions that there was something prophesied about the birth of that founder.
而且是在八百年前就预告。
Let alone 800 years ago before he was born.
所以人不会认错他。
And so that everybody will make no mistake in recognizing him when he's born.
今天孔子降生的时候只是一个普通人。
We know that Confucius is a great philosopher.
老子降生的时候也是一个普通人。
And so is 老子, but they were all born common men.
穆罕默德他降生的时候也是一个普通人。
When Muhammad was born, he was a common man.
释迦牟尼降生的时候也是一个普通人。
And so is Buddha. They were just ordinary people.
只是因为他们的行为，或者是他们的言行，或者是他们的智慧。
But because of our extraordinary deeds or their wisdom,
被其他的人尊重尊重尊称他们为圣人。
And they were highly regarded by people and also as a saint.
慢慢的人把他推向成为好像一个偶像。
And people begin to idolize them and worship them.
但是从来没有一位就像耶稣基督一样。
But there's no other founder of a religion that was born prophesied as Jesus was.
在七八个世纪以前就有人预言他将要再
来。 800 years ago, before he was born, his birth was prophesied.
这是一件很奇妙的事情。
How marvelous is that?
有人说圣经不可靠。
Some people say that Bible are not credible.
但他们不相信圣经的人说圣经是放马后炮。
And some people said that the Bible was written and recorded after the fact.
Yeah, 所以其实在这个中东有发现一个东西，就是死海古卷。
But yet there was Dead Sea Scroll that was discovered in the Middle East.
它证明了在以赛亚的那个时代就已经写下了这个预言。
And it collaborated with the fact that Jesus was prophesied about 800 years ago during the time of Isaiah.
而且神给人的启示有就有，没有就没有，人没有办法伪造。
And when God prophesied and revealed something, man cannot do anything about it to change or alter that.
在新约跟旧约之间有400年。
There were 400 years of silence.
是空白的。
Between the New and the Old Testament.
所以马拉基书以后到马太马太福音。
Between the book of Malachi to the beginning of Gospel of Matthew.
这400年当中一句启示都没有。
For 400 years, there were no prophets and God was silent.
你知道400年前有多少代的人。
You know there were numerous generations before that.
那个时候以色列有一种人失业。
And there were one kind of people in among the all the Israel tribes that were without jobs.
就是先知。
And those were the prophets.
因为先知唯一就是神给他启示，他讲出来。
You know the prophet only have a ministry when God is talking to them.
四百年等不到一句话。
But for 400 years, God did not say anything.
所以他们没有工作可以做。
So they were jobless.
没有话可以讲。
And they were laid off with nothing to preach.
所以很多人在那边等候。
And many prophets were waiting.
他们等得非常的焦急。
And anxiously await before God.
等得非常的绝望。
And to the point of despair.
所以那四百年好像是很黑暗。
It's 400 years of darkness.
而且是一代又一代的传。
Generation after generation passed.
都没有。
God was silent.
几乎感觉好像神离开了。
As if God has left them.
所以好像一个最黑暗的时候。
During the darkest hour of the era,
也像是最接近黎明的时刻。
It is also at the crack of dawn.
就在四百年时候满足的时候，哗一下子。
Suddenly, at the end of those 400 years, suddenly light shone forth.
所以你看，这个耶稣基督降生的时候，那个天使从上面宣报这个大好消息的时候
，Christ was born. The angels were proclaiming from above.
几乎全城人都轰动起来了。
The whole world was turned around.
他们等了很久。
The Christ they've been waiting forever for.
所以这个应许是很久很久以前的。
A promise that was given long ago.
这个应许当中就是以马内利。
The promise of Emmanuel.
神要与人同在。
That God wants to be with us.
这是人想不到的事。
It is something beyond human comprehension.
今天我们都想到神是很高的。
We always think of God as some being.
很多中国人在想要成仙求道成佛。
There's many Chinese who try to go through all kinds of spiritual exercise to become holy.
他们都到深山里面去。
And they go into deep of the mountains.
因为他们觉得神躲起来要去找。
As if God is hiding in some side somewhere in the woods and they have to go find him.
普通人不容易找到。
And ordinary people cannot find him.
因为神不会来找我，我们要去找他。
Because their God will never come and seek them. We have to go find him.
但是我们今天所认识的这一位神，
But the God that we know,
他反过来，
is on the contrary.
他来找我们。
He came and sought us out.
这个里面有一个很重要的一个差别。
And there's a great distinction here.
就是说其他的人他们所信的那个神是高高在上的神。
You know, the God that everybody else believes in is a supreme being, high and above.
但是今天我们所认识的一位神是爱世人的神。
But the God you and I have come to know is a God that
就是因为这个爱的缘故他要来。
Because of love, he had to come.
就是因为爱的缘故他愿意跟我们在一起。
For love's sake, he desired to dwell with us.
不论我们在哪里
wherever we are,
不论我们的光景如何
whatever condition we're in,
不论我们配不配
whether we're worthy of his presence or not,
他愿意打破一切的制度
he is willing to break all the boundaries,
打破一切的形式
transpass all the forms,
跟我们在一起
to come and be with us.
昨天我们有一个聚会叫做最知心的朋友
last night we had a meeting called my dearest friend.
我就想到耶稣他是我们最知心的朋友。
And which brought me to the thoughts about how dear Jesus is to us.
耶稣也是一个最够朋友的朋友。
Indeed, he's the friend of friends.
我不晓得英文够朋友怎么翻哈。
He is the best of our friends.
Yeah. Yeah. 但是我们中国人讲够朋友的话，一定是有一些条件的。
You know, you don't make the best of friends for nothing.
第一个呢，就是让我们看到他是讲信用。
First of all, he is so faithful.
为什么他800年前跟你立约
?800 years ago, he said something about us and had a contract with us.
不管时间过了多久他守住这个约。
800 years passed.
他按照他的约定。
He came exactly as he promised.
他来了。
He came.
而且他没有迟到。
And he was not tardy.
在最需要他的时候他出现。
Right at the critical moment when human beings are in great need of him, there he was.
今天有多少人跟朋友约好了结果爽约了。
Today, a lot of us break our promises and don't show up on our appointments.
因为有这个问题，有那个难处，所以没有办法。
Or because of all the various difficulties that arose.
但是耶稣是真正的好朋友。
But he is the true friend.
他应许了要与你同在。
And he keeps his words. He promised to be with us.
所以无论经过多久。
No matter how many years have passed,
不管人认为他会来不会来
regardless of whether people think he's coming or whether he's not going to show up at all,
他守住他的约定
he keeps his words,
他来了
and he came.
第二个我想到他是一个什么样的朋友呢
secondly, what kind of friend is he?
他是一个毫无身段的朋友
he is the most amiable friend without any hang-up on social economic status.
今天有很多的朋友彼此在炫耀。
Today, many of us like to brag with each other.
找到好的工作。
When you find a good job.
搬到好的区。
Or you move into a real nice community.
换了更好的车子。
Or you got a new car.
赚了更大的钱。
And you got promoted with a raise.
拿到更好的学位。
Or you have obtained a new degree.
或者是你的孩子考上更好的大学。
Or if your son made it to a good college.
朋友。就会比来比去。
And you're always bragging among each other. Thank you.
谢主。哇。
I'm comparing.
但是主耶稣基督。
But Jesus Christ.
他道成肉身。
Word God incarnated.
他愿意放弃一切他所有的来认同你。
He's willing to leave all his celebrity status behind and identify himself with you.
他不是把自己拉高。来远离你。
He did not exalt himself high so that there would be a distance between us.
甚至他是隐藏自己。
But on the contrary, he concealed all his glory.
所以圣经里面他讲到说他不以自己与神同等为强夺的反倒虚己。
He was equal with God, but he did not regard that equality a thing to be grasped. On the contrary, he emptied himself.
为了要让你可以更亲近他。
So that you can draw near to him.
而不是让你感觉到你在他的面前很自卑。
So you wouldn't feel ashamed in his presence.
很高不可攀。
He is not beyond our reach.
第三个让我想到他是一个最好的朋友因为。
The third reason that he made to be the best of friends.
因为他是一个 解决问题的朋友。
Because he's a friend who solves all our problems.
今天他来到世界上。
Today he has come to this world.
就像以赛亚书的53章。
Just like it's mentioned in Isaiah 53.
第四节到第六节那边所说的。
Verses 4 to 6.
这边在我们的周报，我来念，我们一起来念。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受刑罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都压在他身上。这个地方讲到耶稣基督他来要解决人的问题。
Here it says that Jesus has come to put an end and solution to the human problem.
他是为罪为义，我们以前为罪为义，圣灵做一件工作，就是让我们自己审判自己。
We used to condemn ourselves for the sake of righteousness and our sins.
但是审判自己，再审判自己，责备再责备，人就永远活在一个捆绑，就是内疚跟刑罚。
And no matter how much we accuse and condemn ourselves, we live in that bondage and cannot be freed from it.
神不只是用圣灵来责备人。
Not only the Holy Spirit appears to reproach us in our hearts.
他责备只是让人知道人有需要。
And he also wanted to show us that there is a need.
更重要的是他要解决这个需要。
And not only he showed us that, but he had a solution for it.
所以他要预备这个需要。
He created the need inside of us.
就是把他自己给我们。
And he provided a solution, that is Jesus comes and gives himself to us.
我常常在想，你们有没有过那种体会呢？
I wonder if you ever thought about this.
你很爱一个人，
When you truly love somebody,
或许是你的先生，你的妻子，
Whether that is your husband, your wife,
或者是你的父母亲，或者你的孩子，我不知道，
Your parents or your children,
但是是不是在你的生命中有过那样的一个人？
Has there ever been that significant person,
当你真的很爱他的时候，
that you love him,
你会有什么反应？
So much.
你第一个你会去想念他。
And I'm sure oftentimes you would think about that person.
第二个你会想到他的需要。
And you always care about their needs.
你会想要满足他的需要。
And you always want to meet that need.
等到你满足了他的需要以后，你还想要讨他欢心。
After that, you always want to please him.
为什么？因为你感觉心里有一股爱，你不晓得怎么样才能表达的完全。
Because the love within you motivates you to constantly want to please.
然后你要跟他分享你的所有。
And you want to share everything of yours with him.
你向他敞开你所有的一切。
You open up your heart and what's yours is his.
而且愿意把你所有的一样一样的都交给他。
And you will not hold anything back from him.
你的就变成是他的。
And what's yours is his or hers.
就不分彼此。
And there's no distinction between you and me.
等到有一天，你把你所有的一切通通给完了。
Until one day you seem to have given all that you have.
你已经一无所有了。
And there's nothing left behind.
但是你的心里面还觉得说，我还是爱他。
You somehow still feel I love him more than that.
那你接下来不晓得怎么办。
But you don't have anything else to give.
到最后给完了一切你所有了以后。
Once you have exhausted all your belongings.
在下一步就是把自己完全交给他。
The only thing left to give is yourself.
其实神爱我们就是这样子的爱。
That is how God loves us.
也就是因为这样子的爱，所以他愿意为我们成为罪人。
And it was because of that kind of love, he was willing to take on the form of a sinner.
今天有一些特别的医治的一个聚会。
For instance, there might be some divine healing crusades.
哇，有好多人在那边行走着、跳跃着、赞美神。
And you see the lame begin to walk and they're praising God.
因为瘸子可以站起来走路了。
Because what a miracle that the lame.
因为麻风病得到洁净了。
A leper was cleansed of the leprosy.
或者是癌症得到医治了。
A cancer is cured.
那个肿瘤不见了。
And the tumor disappeared.
啊，各式各样的问题得到解决。
He is the solution to all kinds of problems.
得到解决的人很高兴啊。
And as people were rejoicing over the blessings.
还有一些人是罪的捆绑得到释放。
And there are others who were set free from their bondages.
但是有没有想过
？But have you ever thought about？
按照以赛亚书这边所讲的
，As it was mentioned here in the book of Isaiah，
我们的心中如果得到一点的平安
，The only reason that we have peace today，
那这个不安跑到哪里去
？It was because the punishment was laid on somebody else。
这个不安完全成为耶稣基督的刑罚。
The punishment that brought us peace was laid on him。
当有人来到主的面前说
，If somebody come to Jesus and said，
你愿意医治我吗
？Would you please heal me？
主看着他说
，And Jesus looked into his eyes。
我肯。
And said， I am willing。
你知道当他讲我肯代表什么
？You know what that means？
他说我肯的意思就是说
I am willing
把你身上的这个病放到我身上
I'm willing to the point to take all your infirmities upon myself
把你的苦放到我的身上
and bear all your sorrows
甚至把你的罪放到我的身上
and to carry all your iniquities
把你的羞辱放到我的身上
and take all your shame
台湾有一个绑票犯叫做陈进兴
There was a kidnapper by the name of Chen Jingxing in Taiwan.
他把这个白小燕杀死。
He once abducted a young girl and then killed her.
而且在到处流窜的时候强暴妇女。
And he also went around the country and raped many young ladies.
造成全台湾的人的一种恐慌。
He created a great horror throughout the island.
最后被抓到了。
Afterwards, he was finally captured.
关在监狱里面。
And was taken into custody.
很多人恨不得第一时间就把他枪毙。
Everybody wished that he could be executed right away.
但是在这个审判的过程当中
yeah, during the period where he was awaiting trial,
有牧师去探望他
a pastor went and visited him,
传福音给他
preached the gospel to him,
邀请他信耶稣
and brought him to know Jesus.
结果他信主了
and he believed in Jesus.
然后在监狱里面受洗了
so, and was baptized in jail.
然后在受洗之后等待着最后要枪决。
And so for the duration between the baptism to the execution,
很多人骂这个牧师。
Many people were scolding the preacher for preaching the gospel to him.
说这种人不配
people,
不配得救。
He's not worthy to be saved.
他的罪永远不能被赦免。
Let his sin be upon him through
eternity. 这么污秽，这么肮脏，这么邪恶。
But save somebody who's so vile, filthy, and evil.
死一次不够，死十次也不够，死一百次都不够。
It's not even enough for him to die once or 10 times or 100 times.
对他不能有任何一点的怜悯。
Let him burn in hell forever. Let's have no mercy for him.
如果有地狱，这种人就是应该到地狱去。
He is made for hell.
但是你知道吗？
But did you know that?
今天神愿意为这一个人来承担所有的这些羞辱。
God is willing to take the shame of even a person like that.
那个爱是你我都不能想象。
That is the kind of love that you and I don't understand.
甚至是你我都不愿意的。
This is something none of us.
今天不是我们去救他。
It's not that we are saving him.
是耶稣去救他，我们都受不了。
Went to save him, approaching a sinner that none of us want to be near.
如果有一天说要你去爱一个人。
If God tell you today, go love this person and take every one of his shame upon yourself.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
你可以从这个地方开始去想神的爱有多大。
Just think about that and realize how deep is God's love for us.
当你去看那个 Passion of Christ 的时候
If you have seen the movie, The Passion of Christ,
你会重新的再去体会为什么有人吐口水在他的脸上。
And you might experience how God was spit upon by man.
为什么有人去打他？
And he was stricken by men.
因为他说我肯。
All because he said, I am willing.
是今天如果有人病得医治了。
If somebody is healed of their disease today.
本来痛的现在不痛了。
And what used to be hurting them no longer hurt them.
你知道就像一条鞭啪一声打在耶稣的身上拉起来。
Was just like one crack of whip on him that torn up his flesh.
因为圣经讲得很清楚，因为他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
The Bible said very clearly it was by his stripes that we were healed.
所以我们真的是一边感恩一边流泪。
Yes, in tears we thank him.
我们一边赞美，我们一边不晓得怎么形容。
As we praise him, we show our gratitude.
因为这些东西不是消失掉。
Because nothing that he had done has gone to waste.
是因为有一个很爱你的人为你承担。
There is somebody who loved us so much that willingly bore them all for us.
有一年我在预备圣诞节的信息。
There was one year I was preparing for a Christmas message.
因为一直在过圣诞节。
And it's daily. It feels like I'm celebrating Christmas.
很多的信息不断的重复，我都不晓得讲什么。
And sometimes I repeat a lot of messages, and there were times I was lost for words.
那一天下午我在家里面就睡着了。
And there was one afternoon I fell into a nap.
睡到一半。
And suddenly,
突然被吵醒。
I was awakened.
哇，是一个小孩子在惊叫的声音。
And I heard a little child screaming.
而且哭得很大声。
And she was crying aloud.
啊，我一醒过来就跳起来。
So I jumped up.
赶快看到底怎么回事。
And was looking around to see what's wrong.
我有四个小孩。
I have four kids.
最小的现在才四岁。
And the youngest one is only 4 years old.
那个时候呢，才大概两岁半左右。
And at that time she was about 2.5 years old.
哇，我一听，哇，原来是我的最小的这个小儿子在哭。
And then I realized it was my son crying.
哇，那个声音是在后院。
And in the backyard.
我就赶快跑到后院去。
So I rushed to his rescue.
啊，我就看到了，原来他的脚被钉子刺到了。
And I thought that a nail had gone into his soul.
而且那个钉子很长。
It was a long nail.
上面有锈。
And it was rusty.
而且刺穿了他的脚板。
And had actually pierced through his foot.
哇，我一看我就想要把那个钉子拔出来。
So my first instinct was to pull the nail out.
那我就想，如果钉子拔出来血又不止怎么办
？And I thought, well, if I pull the nail out, then he would be the blood would be gushing out.
那这个钉子不拔出来又有锈在那里，中毒怎么办
？If I take the nail out because it was rusty, he might get infected from it.
那个时候就是又急又慌又怕。
I was panicking and was just frantic.
还有一种感觉就是很气。
And I was also very angry.
因为我还有另外三个孩子。
Because I have 3 other kids.
我就非常的怒目相向的看着他们。
I'm mad like they, how come they're not watching him?
我说是谁弄的
？Who did this?
是谁害的
？Who caused this to happen?
所以我那个时候很想找人算账啊。
It's like I wanted to go to somebody and lay it all on him.
因为看到他所受的伤害，我很痛。
Because it really hurt me to see my little son suffering.
所以那个时候我就抱着他。
So I carried him.
我难过就哭出来了。
And I started crying.
所以当我的眼泪流出来的时候
，A tears were streaming down my face.
我又醒了。
I woke up.
我看到，哎，那个老妖躺在我的旁边。
And I saw my little son laying right next to me.
但是我真的哭了。
It was a dream, but tears were for real.
那个时候，我的心里就想，怎么会这样
？And I wonder why.
到底主要告诉我
？What is God trying to show me?
就在那一刹那之间
，And suddenly at that instant，
我的眼泪又流出来
，Tears begin to well up，
因为那一刻我得到一个信息
，Because God has revealed to me，
就是说当神把他的独生爱子赐给我们的时候
，That when He gave us His only begotten Son，
你知道他的儿子受人羞辱
，Do you remember how He was humiliated？
受虐待。
He was mocked and tortured. He was stricken.
最后被钉子刺透。
And finally, he was pierced with nails.
你知道做一个父亲的心是何等的痛。
Can you imagine how the father must have felt?
我们做一个地上的父亲。
Even as an earthly father.
我们不忍心，我们就会发脾气。
We would not wish any of that to happen to our kids, and we lose our temper at times.
但是神的爱。
But the love of God
却要止息这个愤怒
will put away and quench that anger.
你知道那个爱胜过一切的这些愤怒
Because His love has overcome all the anger.
他又就是用这样子的爱来爱你跟我
It was with love like that He had loved us.
也就是因为这样子的爱
And
He
because
他应许以马内利
that kind of love, He promised Emmanuel.
耶稣基督的降生
The birth of Jesus.
让我再想到第四个。
And fourthly,
耶稣他是一个念念不忘的朋友。
He is our best friend because he is constantly thinking about us.
英文讲说 out of sight, out of mind.
英文有一句话说眼不见为净。
如果有一个距离，人就慢慢淡忘了。
Whenever there's a distance, you seem to forget the other person.
但是我们可以看到， 耶稣基督来，他不断的为人祷告。
But when Jesus came, he constantly was praying for us.
他每一天到橄榄山祷告。
Every day he went up to Mount Olive and prayed.
他在客西马尼园祷告。
He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
在约翰福音十七章讲到要分离之前，他还祷告。
In John 17, before he departed from his disciples, he offered a long prayer.
在希伯来书的四章那边讲到，他甚至高升到天上去，已经升天了，还在。
It told us that he had ascended through all the heavens and then he intercedes for us by the throne of God constantly for us.
所以你知道他那种爱就是不断不断的纪念你。
He had this kind of love for us that he's constantly thinking about us.
有的教会一个月有一次圣餐。
Some churches have the breaking of bread meeting once a month.
有的教会一个礼拜一个圣餐。
Some churches do it weekly.
有的聚会是天天拨饼。
There are some churches that do it daily.
我们常常会觉得会不会太密或者是太久。
And some people might feel that a certain way is too much or too little.
不论你做再多。
But regardless, how frequently we think about Jesus,
都比不上他怎么纪念你。
It is no comparison to how much he's thinking about us.
对主耶稣来说。
To Jesus,
他纪念我们。
He is constantly thinking about us.
是无时不刻的。
Every single moment.
是无所不在的。
Everywhere you are.
不论他在哪里。
Wherever he is.
他的心就挂在你身上。
His heart is constantly remembering you.
就好像一个母亲生的孩子。
Just like a mother who gave birth to a baby.
那个有形的脐带是剪掉了。
Even though the visible umbilical cord is cut.
但是那个无形的脐带永远连在。
But the invisible cord is always connected between the mother and the child.
不论你的孩子在哪里。
Wherever your children are.
不论他长多大。
No matter how tall they become.
不论他多么的 independent.
And how independent they might be.
在你的心目中，你永远是跟他连在一起。
In your heart, you're always connected with them with the heartstrings. It's like you are always together.
母亲常常可以感受到孩子的痛。
A mother oftentimes can feel the pain of the children.
这是一种爱。
It's because how much they love them.
她不在乎自己能做什么。
And even it doesn't matter how much or how little she could do to help.
这无论如何，她必须做点什么。
The mother always feel like they have to do something.
我已经42岁了。
I'm already 42 years old.
上个月我的脚有一个肿瘤。
Last month I was diagnosed with a tumor in my foot.
所以我追踪了一年半要开刀。
And after follow up for about 1.5 years, they decided to operate on it.
当我的母亲知道了我的脚要开刀。
When my mother heard about that,
她就说她要来。
And she said she's going to fly over and visit me.
她已经有四年没有来美国了。
She hasn't visited the States for 4 years.
而且自从我父亲去世，她是一个寡妇，自己住在家里。
Especially after she was widowed, she lived alone.
他耳朵也渐渐听不到。
She has lost some of her hearing.
对他来说，要坐飞机也是蛮辛苦。
So it is hard for her to fly.
他又不是医生。
And she's not a doctor.
他也不是一个护士。
Or a nurse.
他也不能为我做任何事。
There really isn't much that she could do to help me.
但他就想要来。
But she felt like she had to come.
那我就怕麻烦，我劝他不要来。
And I didn't really want to bother her, so I asked her not to.
因为他来了，我也不能接待他。
Because if she's here, I cannot take
care of her. 我开玩笑，医生说要躺着两个礼拜。
I was going to be bedridden.
而且那个时候票很贵。
And also the airfare was really high at that season.
但是无论如何，他来了。
But no matter what, I couldn't stop her from coming.
我就想到他为什么要来。
And I began to think about why she felt compelled to come.
这就是一个母亲的心。
It was because of the heart of a mother.
I just want to be there.
我就是要跟你在一起。
虽然他什么都不能做。
Even though she cannot do much.
但是他不能就让你在那里，他在这里。
But she cannot just stand there and watch and do nothing.
他愿意经历你所要经历的。
She wants to experience everything you experience.
他就愿意在你的旁边拉着你的手也好。
She'd rather be by your side, even if it's just to hold on to your hand.
或者就站在手术房的外面等候也好。
Or just to pace back and forth in the hall of the hospital operating room.
她就是要在那里。
She has to be there.
你知道以马内利就是这样。
That's exactly the meaning of Emmanuel.
不管你在哪里，他要在那里。
Wherever you are, God has to be there with us.
我们也需要他在那里。
And we need him to be here with us.
很多的时候我们找不到神的时候。
There are a lot of times we feel like we don't know where he is anymore.
就好像小孩子迷路。
It's just like a little child who's lost.
那是很孤单的。
And you feel so alone.
也是很恐慌的。
And you're panicking.
很多的时候我们需要却得不到。
And there were a lot of times seems like we need something but we couldn't get it.
但是主耶稣基督他是一个念念不忘的。
But Jesus is a friend that is constantly thinking about you.
因为爱的缘故。
For love's sake.
他不断地在纪念你。
He's always remembering you.
为你祷告。
Praying for you.
不管你在什么样的情况下。
Whatever condition you are in.
他说你的每一滴眼泪他都收藏
起来。He said every single drop of your tear is kept in a little bag.Of his.
他放在他的皮带里面。
It's in a bag that he has collected your tears.
哪怕是像那个有罪的妇人用眼泪湿在他的脚上。
Just like this once was a sinner, a woman that had wept and washed Jesus' feet with her tears.
每一滴在神的面前的爱，他都纪念。
Every single drop of your tear, the thing that you did or shed for the love's sake, is remembered dearly by him.
他不单单纪念我们的好。
Not just remembering all your good.
连我们的软弱
He remembers all your weaknesses.
他也都知道
All your infirmities, he knows them.
他纪念不是说你给我记得
He didn't say, well, you better remember that.
他纪念乃是他愿意为这些事情代求
He remembers your weakness so he can intercede for you.
所以他为彼得祷告
Just like he interceded for Peter.
他知道彼得要伤他的心
He knows Peter is going to deny him.
这是我为你祷告
He said, I pray for you.
我不是要跟你算账
I'm not here to tell you to give account to it. But I pray for you so you will return to me.
而且鼓励你。
And I will be there to encourage you.
回转以后兼顾你的弟兄。
And I will help you to repent so that you may strengthen your brothers.
今天不论你在哪里。
Wherever you are.
不要忘记有一位念念不忘的耶稣。
Don't forget about your best friend who is always thinking about you.
耶稣他是一个最知心的朋友。
He truly is our dearest friend.
他还有一个特点是一个化敌为友的朋友。
He is also a friend who is a perfect peacemaker.
今天因为种种的原因有的时候朋友就做不成朋友。
A lot of times people, good friends would have fallouts.
因为商业的竞争。
Because of maybe in conflict of interest.
或者是人心的险恶冲突
because of all kind of conflict of our sinful nature
但是耶稣基督
but Jesus Christ
他够朋友是化敌为友的朋友
he is a perfect peacemaker
正当扫罗要逼迫基督徒的时候
when Saul set out to persecute Christians
让我最感动的就是耶稣向他显现
Jesus appeared to him
向他显现不是吓他
He didn't appear to scare the heck out of him.
啊，照我来想，如果我是耶稣的话
if I were Jesus,
有人要到我家来伤害我的儿女的话
somebody was on his way to my home to hurt my children,
我就拿个猎枪出来
I'll take out my biggest hunting gun.
但是当那个神向他显现的时候
but when Jesus appeared to Paul,
哇，他一下子吓掉了
he was suddenly blinded.
他听到声音对他说
and he heard this voice saying to him,
那个声音告诉他
saying,
你用脚踢刺是难的。
Saul, it is hard for you to kick against the gold.
你知道那个意思是什么
Do you know what it means?
那个意思是说你用脚去踢这个刺刺不会受伤。
Because the gold can never hurt from your kicking.
但是你是在伤害你自己。
But when you kick against it, you're hurting yourself.
你有没有看到有的时候小孩子当他 against 你的时候
can't you see sometimes little children when they rebel against us
我们是很难过没有错
yes our heart is sorrowed by it
但是我们想到他更难过
because we thought about what they're doing is really hurtful to themselves
所以我们常常要劝他
so you exhort them
孩子你不要再伤害你自己
and say don't do self-destructive things
所以当耶稣告诉扫罗的时候
just like when Jesus was talking to Saul
就是让他知道我是爱你的。
He was telling him, I love you.
当你要伤害一个爱你的人的。
You are hurting somebody who loves you.
你是在伤害你自己。
You are hurting yourself.
不要再伤害你自己。
Stop that.
所以扫罗他受感动以后他转变。
So Saul repented.
他是因为爱的缘故而转变。
Because of love.
他不是因为怕审判而改变。
He wasn't scared into repentance.
因为在保罗后面的书信他自己讲。
Because in the epistles that he wrote afterwards,
他说受造之物没有任何东西可以让我与神的爱隔绝。
He said there is nothing created that could separate me from the love of God.
那个爱什么时候发生的？
Do you know when he began to realize that love?
就是我还在做敌人的时候。
He said when I was enemies of God,
神的爱临到我的。
His love came upon me.
在二次世界大战的时候。
During World War II,
有一个很特别的事情发生了。
Something really unique happened.
他们今年的打战。
The war has been fought for years.
到了冬天。
In one of the severe winter days.
就在那个最前线的地方。
At the forefront of the war.
那个大一个大战场。
In a great battlefield.
两边都有战壕。
And there were trenches on both sides.
一边是德国，一边是英国。
One was with the German army, the other side was the English army.
他们在白天打到晚上。
And they have fought a long battle from morning till night.
到了很寒冷的时候。
And because it was so cold at night.
可以看到死伤遍地。
And you look around, there were bodies everywhere.
那个是生死交织的时候。
And at that moment of life and death.
突然在那个战场附近有一个教堂的钟声响了。
Suddenly, the bells in the church nearby was giving out its chime.
那个钟声一响的时候。
Upon ringing of that bell,
有一个士兵听到了。
One soldier heard it.
他就突然好像醒过来一样。
And suddenly he was awakened by that.
他说，今天是圣诞节。
And he realized, oh, today is Christmas.
所以他听到了圣诞的钟声。
And he heard the Christmas bells.
然后他拿着枪在瞄准。
And at that moment, he was aiming at the enemy with his gun.
但他想到今天是圣诞节。
And in the meanwhile, he was thinking,
他是一个基督徒。
And this soldier was a Christian.
他就说我在这里干什么？
And he said, what am I doing here?
耶稣基督降生来救世界上的人。
Jesus has come to save the world.
我今天在准备杀人。
And yet I am pulling a trigger to kill somebody.
觉得他很难过。
So he was very conflicted inside.
他把枪放下来。
And he began to,
我不干了。
Lay down the gun.
他把那个钢盔脱下来。
And he took off his helmet.
他说今天是圣诞节。
He said, this is Christmas.
他就开始唱圣诞节的诗歌。
And he started singing Christmas hymn.
当他唱起这个诗歌的时候，旁边的人。
As he started singing, all the people around him.
想到对了，今天是圣诞节。
Began to realize that as well.
他们就想到他们以前在过圣诞节。
And they all thought about how.
是远远的，现在在离开国家的战场。
And they are far from their own hometowns.
但是就在那一刻，他们何等的渴慕平安。
And suddenly they have such a longing for peace.
所以他们就在唱圣诞的。
And they all started singing Christmas songs.
然后呢，就有一个人开始走出这个战壕。
And then suddenly one person got out of the trench.
然后没有想到在德军那一边也有基督徒。
And to their surprise, on the other side, on the enemy side, there are also Christians.
他们。也唱起诗歌来。
And they began to echo also the Christmas songs.
他们也把枪放下。
And some of them began to put down their weapons.
然后他们也把钢盔脱掉。
And remove their helmets.
他们也走出他们的战壕。
And they got out of their trenches as well.
然后他们就唱着诗歌向彼此靠近。
And they began to approach each other singing Christmas songs.
没有一个人记得要开枪。
And nobody was thinking about pulling the trigger anymore.
那个指挥官都忘了下命令。
And the commander-in-chief forgot as well.
也不晓得要怎么办。
He didn't know what to do with the situation.
所以后来他们就走到中间。
So finally they met up.
越过那个火线。
And the firing line.
就在那个地方彼此握手。
And they shook each other's hands.
彼此拥抱。
And embraced each other.
彼此祝福。
And blessed each other.
祝你圣诞快乐。
And said Merry Christmas to you.
他们已经忘记自己在哪里。
At that moment they forgot they were enemies.
真的很奇妙。
Isn't that wonderful?
耶稣基督来。
Jesus came.
就是要除掉那个冤仇。
to do away with all hatred.
就是把那个人与人、人与神之间的那个冲突。
And to reconcile between God and man, and man and man.
好，自己折断在那里。
And he broke his body for that sake.
但是让那一个两边拆，把那个墙拆掉，把两边的人。
In order to tear down every wall that used to divide the two sides and unite them as one.
每一次我想到教会里面有不和的事。
Every time when I think about disharmony in church.
想到弟兄姐妹当中有软弱的事。
Or the weaknesses some brothers and sisters might have.
这个也是让我很难过。
It really saddens my heart.
每一次我们守圣餐的时候。
Every time when we take communion.
想到这个主的身体是完整的。
And you think about the body of Christ once was a whole, intact.
他为什么要为我们破碎？
How did it become all these broken pieces?
就是破碎了以后，你有一份，我有一份。
It was broken, so you can have a piece, and I can have a piece.
大家都因着这一份而连成一体。
So that we all are connected because of all these broken pieces.
那种人世间当中那种破碎的关系在主里面。
So we can mend up all the broken relationships.
再合而为一。
In Christ Jesus, become one again.
是若不是他先打破。
If he was not willing to break himself,
我们可能就破到永远。
Then we will remain broken forever.
但是因为他是完整。
But because he was once intact, one piece,
他为你我破碎。
But willingly, he was broken for our sake.
而可以让我们得完整。
So that we can be one and whole.
这样子的朋友。
Such a friend.
到哪里找？
Where can you find?
还有什么朋友比这个更好？
Do you know of any other friends better than he?
而且他今天来有一个很重要的目的。
Today he has come with a very important purpose.
他现在跟你在一起。
Because he wants to be with you right now.
不是跟你一直永远留在地上。
And he wants to be with you forever.
他有一个计划。
Because he also had even a better plan for you.
他要带你到天上。
He is taking you up to heaven with him.
今天有很多人来到美国。
Many people came to the United States.
有的人很幸福是全家移民。
Some are more blessed because the whole family came together.
但是有很多人是自己先来。
And the majority of them came as one person first.
你知道那个先来的人很苦。
You know, it's really hard for the pioneer, the first pioneer.
因为人家不晓得他的苦。
And nobody else could understand that kind of pain.
人家以为他先去。
Because everybody thought, well, the first person that went to the States.
我们在这里很苦，他先去很幸福。
It is the most blessed one.
其实不晓得去的人比在家里还苦。
But you don't know or what a pioneer have to experience.
他想尽了一切办法，努力的读书、打工，拿到学位，拿到身份，拿到工作。
Usually the first one of the family that arrived in this country have to just not only study but also work and do everything they can to get a legal status to stay here.
千辛万苦有一个目的。
To overcome all kind of difficulties with a purpose.
就期待有一个团圆。
So that one day we can be reunited with the rest of the family.
是今天耶稣今天来。
Jesus came today.
他是愿意让我们有一天跟他永远的团圆。
And is preparing a place for us in heaven that wishing for a reunion someday soon.
所以他预备天上的家。
He's preparing a heavenly home for us.
但是他要预备地上的心。
But he is also preparing the hearts we have.
如果地上的心不愿意接受他。
Because if the hearts on earth today is not welcoming him.
他强迫你到天上的家。
He's not going to force you to go to heaven and live
there. 你在那里也不会快乐。
Because you won't be happy there.
所以你要进到他的家。
So in order for you to enjoy this heavenly home he has prepared,
他要先进到你的心。
He has to be able to enter your heart today on earth.
所以在启示录三章二十节讲到。
In Revelation 3:20 it says,
耶稣基督来，他敲你的心门。
I am standing at the door and knocking.
如果听到声音的就为他开门。
He who opens the door when he hears my voice.
他今天进到你的生命里面。
I will come in. He wants to come into your life.
他跟你住在一起。
To be with you.
有一天他把你的身体身心灵都带到他的家。
One day he will bring you to be with him in heaven, body, spirit, and soul.
他在你里面。
And he will be in you.
然后你在他里面。
And you'll be in him.
这样子就是天堂。
Forever united, and that is heaven.
今天不是同床异梦。
And you will not be strangers in bed.
也不是口是心非。
And nor are you just having some kind of union on the surface only.
是完全在爱里面合而为一。
But a substantial and authentic union in love.
这个就是主耶稣基督成为以马内利的真意。
That is the meaning of Emmanuel, his desire to be one with you.
以马内利这个名字永远不会改变。
This word will never change. Emmanuel.
这个不是在2800年前的以赛亚书。
This was not just something that was talked about 2800 years ago in Isaiah.
也不是在四福音的那个时代。
And nor are we living in the age of the four Gospels right now.
他也在现在。
But he, God means Emmanuel to you here and now.
而且永远到新天新地。
And the word Emmanuel, God with us, will last throughout eternity.
这是一个应许。
The new heaven and new earth. It is a promise from God.
所以耶稣基督今天来。
Today Jesus has come.
他邀请你。
And he's inviting you.
以马内利，不单单他要来。
Not only he has come.
你也要愿意去。
But you have to be willing to join him as well.
你们要相会在某一个地方。
To meet with him somewhere.
才能够真正成为以马内利。
So the reality of God with you can be realized.
除非你愿意。
Unless you're willing.
除非你同意。
Unless you give consent.
要不然他来。
Otherwise, he can come and give everything.
他得不到你。
But you have no part of it.
你空手回去。
And you have to leave him empty-handed.
而他有所有一切的恩典祝福在那边，也空在那。
Even though his grace and blessings might be abundant, but it will be left there out of your reach.
是何等可惜。
How sad and what a pity that is.
所以求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help you.
让今年的圣诞。
That this Christmas.
不单单我们更进一步的亲近他。
It's a Christmas that you draw even closer to him.
也把我们所认识的每一个人都带进以马内利里面。
But let this Christmas be the starting point for you to bring your friends, people you know, to the realm of Emmanuel.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们在天上的父神。
Our Father who's in heaven.
谢谢你带领我们。
Thank you for leading us.
让我们今天早上。
That this morning,
让我们纪念主。
That we remembered you.
让我们被提醒。
That we're reminded once again.
让我们知道你爱我们。
How much you love us.
让我们知道你是一个最好的朋友。
And what a dear friend you are.
而且不单单是朋友。
Not just an ordinary friend.
你是我们天上的天父。
And you are also our Father in
heaven. 因为尊重我们的缘故。
And out of your respect for us.
因为爱我们的缘故。
And out of your love for us.
因为你用朋友的方式跟我们交谈。
You're willing to take the form of a friend.
因为你用朋友的态度来跟我们相处。
To befriend us.
但是我们还是敬畏你。
And we do revere you.
我们还是感谢你。
We thank you.
主，你没有向我们隐藏任何事情。
For you have not hidden anything from us.
你用你的行动完全表现你完全的爱。
With your own action, you have showed us perfect love.
你也用你完全的爱来触摸我们的心。
With your perfect love, you have touched our hearts.
哦，主，让我们整个人活在你的爱里面。
Oh, may we continue to live in your love.
而且你所造的天地万物都在彰显你的爱。
All the creation around us is proclaiming of your love for us.
我们也是因着爱被造的。
And it was for that sake we were created.
今天我们但愿所有在你面前的每一个弟兄姐妹。
May every and each one of us here today.
能够快跑来跟随你。
Will run after you.
能够受你的爱吸引。
And drawn by your love.
而且享受在你的爱当中。
Enjoy your love for us.
活在你的爱里面。
To constantly live in your love.
不有任何一个人隔绝在你的爱之外。
That none of us will be separated.
没有一个人拒绝你的爱。
That none of us will refuse to that love.
或许我们不能了解你的爱。
Maybe we cannot comprehend it.
但是我们不能没有你的爱。
But we could not live without that love.
因为你的爱让以马内利成为真实。
It is because of your love, Emmanuel can become a reality in our lives.
因为你的爱，你来到我们当中。
For that love, you came to be with us.
而且你要带领我们将来到你的国度里。
And you will lead us to be united in your kingdom that day.
无论今天你的儿女们是在什么样的情况当中。
Whatever condition we might be in today.
不论他们的需要在哪里。
However immense our needs might be.
主的爱是完全的。
Your love makes everything perfect.
或许我们自己觉得不配。
Even though we might feel we're not worthy.
或许我们不了解神的完全。
And we could not understand you.
或许我们还有某一种的饥渴还没有满足。
There might be certain kind of hunger and thirst we're trying still to satisfy.
但愿耶稣基督的降生。
Today, may the birth of Jesus.
带来神完全的爱。
Show us the perfect love of God.
就像瀑布从高天浇灌下来一样。
Pouring out into our hearts like a waterfall.
透过神圣灵的运行。
Through the work of the Holy Spirit,
丰丰满满完完全全的充满在我们当中
that will fill us abundantly.
哦主叫我们的心被恩感
May our hearts be touched by your grace.
哦叫我们领受那个把命倾倒的爱
So we understand how much you love us to the point of
giving
your life.
哦也让我们起来
Let's rise.
让我们在神的面前
And stand before you.
我们若还有什么舍不得的
If there's still anything we don't want to let go.
我们若还有什么保留的
And we're still holding back from you.
我们今天都来到神的面前
Let's all come to you today.
让我们也破碎在神的面前
And be willing to be broken for your sake.
我要得着那主完全的爱
In order that we can come to the full
让我们完全与神合一
Union with you.
让神与我们合一
So that you can completely be one with us.
从今时直到永永远远
From now until eternity.
听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
恩待我们。
Have grace on us.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
这个时候我要奉耶稣基督的名来问。
In Jesus' name, I'd like to ask you.
在今年的圣诞节。
This Christmas.
主对你说话。
Did Jesus speak to your heart?
他所做的这一切感动你的心。
All that he had done.
提醒你。
He is reminding you
你愿意更爱他
to love him more.
你如果还有什么保留，你愿意在神的面前放下来。
If there is something you used to hold back from him and you're willing to let go today,
不管是什么原因让你没有办法完全爱他。
For whatever reason that has kept you to surrender it all to him,
这些原因都不会比上耶稣基督来爱你更困难。
None of those reasons are bigger than the love he has for you.
但是他已经打破一切来到你的面前。
He has done it all and has broken himself.
伸出他的手。
He's standing his nail-pierced hand to you.
只要你愿意信任他。
As long as you're willing to trust him, believing him,
把你的手交给他
and give him your hand,
仰望他
just trust him.
只要你愿意
as long as you're willing,
他要更新你
he will renew you today.
他要帮助你
he wants to help you.
有没有这样子的人
if there's anyone among you today who's willing to let go and let him,
你能够举手表明你的心意
raise your hand.
让神的爱浇灌。
Let His love pour into your heart.
有没有这样的人在我们当中
？Anybody else?
让神的爱充满你。
Let His love fill you today.
你常常纪念他。
As you always remember Him.
他更纪念你。
Much more, He remembers you.
让他每一次纪念你。
Let Him remember you all the time.
你都可以回应他。
Echo back to His.
有没有这样的人
？Anybody else?
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们要为你祝福，还有没有
？I want to bless you.
我们请举手的弟兄姐妹，你站立好不好
？Those who raise your hand, you may stand up.
让我们更靠近他。
Let's draw even closer.
贴近主的心。
To him, to his heart.
哦，主啊，主，哈利路亚。
Oh Jesus.
我们有一段时间，我们每一个站立的人，我们就开口在神的面前陈明我们的心意。教会不只是一个敬拜的地方，聚会的地方，教会也是一个祭坛。
Church is not a building of just dead worship. It is an altar.
就像所罗门王献圣殿的时候
，Just like when King Solomon was offering his temple to God.
那个圣殿成为一个极大的祭坛。
That temple is a great altar.
22,000的牛，120,000的羊在那边献上。
22,000 cattle and goats were offered as sacrifices.
今天我们没有带牛，没有带羊来。
Today you might not have brought another living sacrifice.
我们把自己带到神面前。
But you brought yourself.
我们让自己成为一个活祭。
Then offer yourself.
没有人把我们绑来。
Sacrifice. You were not.Taken here against your will.
是我们心甘情愿走上来。
But come willingly and offer yourself on that altar.
因为成为一个活的祭。
Make yourself a living sacrifice.
在神爱的火里面来焚烧。
And let His love consume you.
让我们摆上自己。
Offer yourself.
就在这里献祭。
offer that sacrifice.
神悦纳的时候，那个火要从天上降下来焚烧我们。
And when you receive you, the holy fire will come.
那个灵要成为荣光，充满在整个圣殿。
And your spirit will be filled with His glory.
我们这个时候，每一个人，我们都开口向我们的神来陈明我们的爱。
Let's open our hearts and our voice.
我们把自己摆上，成为一个活祭献上。
And pour our hearts out to Him right now.
哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。你今天让我们在你的面前得着复兴，哦主，让你自己的爱在我们当中浇灌，哦主，让每一个人毫无保留在神的面前来爱我们的主。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主耶稣，哈利路亚。
我要请两弟兄来为同工弟兄姐妹们来祝福，来为他们祷告。
I would like to ask Timothy to pray over the co-workers.
主你爱我们。
Oh Lord, how you loved us.
你给的是你的自己。
That you gave yourself to us.
早前我们也把我们自己来交给你。
This morning, we give ourselves to you.
我们都来到主的面前。
We all come before you.
哦，把我们自己来交给你。
And we offer up nothing except ourselves.
我们要匍匐在你宝座前。
As we bow before your throne.
万膝要跪拜。
Every knee shall bow.
万口要承认。
Every tongue confess.
唯有耶稣基督是主。
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们是何等的有。
How blessed are we?
我们能向宝座投下所有的冠冕。
That we can cast our crowns before the throne.
主这些日子你祝福你的教会。
These days bless your church, Lord.
你祝福你的儿女。
Bless your children.
你永远与我们同在。
And be with us.
主我们的神自搭帐幕在人间。
Thank you for willing to tabernacle among us.
你成为我们的居所。
You have become our dwelling place.
你也正在建造你荣耀的殿。
And right now you are building your own house temple.
我们的心充满了你的自己。
And let our hearts be filled with you.
满了感谢和赞美。
And be filled with gratitude and praises.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.